Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
The assailant had been caught, and we learned that he was at risk of losing his life, and we felt we really needed to get to the prison to see him. And it was really my wife who was urging this, and we, after about 4 months of a lot of paperwork, we got the opportunity to see him. And Hannah went with us. She wanted to come. She insisted on coming, and we got there, and Hannah stood up in this crowd of people. We had been told not to approach the prisoner. He was across the room. There was about 20 armed guards. It was very tight and security there. And Hannah stood up, and she said, "Mr. Ali, I want to first of all ask you why you tried to kill my daddy," which is a very reasonable, you know, question. And I thought he gave a reasonable answer. You know, basically he said he was caught up in the moment with all the rhetoric on the radio and everything, and I think he just wanted to be a hero. And then my daughter, and we had not coached her. We had not even asked her what she intended to say. She said, "Well, Mr. Ali, I want you to know I forgive you." And under Sharia law, no one can forgive an assailant except the victim. No court can forgive or pardon the assailant. And so my daughter's pardon had a profound impact on him. And then my wife stood up and she said, "Mr. Ali, because of the harm that you inflicted on my husband and my daughter, surely you must be a man who has experienced a lot of pain yourself." Well, this, you know, the Holy Spirit was giving my wife wisdom that I certainly didn't have. And this insight really struck Ali, and he had been fidgeting, and he stopped, and he stared at her as if, you know, this woman was looking into his soul. And he said, "Well, yes," and he began to share about some of the difficulty. He had had a very difficult life. His father had died at a very young age. And she said, "Well, you know, have you been reading the Arabic papers that say, you know, how God must have been protecting my husband when those three bullets misfired that you aimed at his head?" And he said, "Yes, actually, I've read those articles. I get the paper here in the prison." But then he shrugged. He said, "I don't know. I don't know. Maybe God was protecting your husband." And then Helen looked at him and she said, "Well, Mr. Ali, I think the papers have got the story wrong." She said, God cares about my husband, but I think that those bullets misfired because God was really trying to protect you. You see, God cares about my husband, but you are just important as him. You have just as much value. Your life is of just as much worth and value to him, and you are loved just as profoundly by God as my husband is." Well, by this time, she had everyone in the prison listening in. I mean, there were people hanging out the windows listening to this discourse. And then this is a country where it's illegal to bring any Christian literature into the country, and certainly illegal to pass it around. We've been told not to approach the prisoner. We were standing across the room. My wife then reached into her purse, and to my utter surprise and to my horror, she pulled out a Bible, a French Bible, and she pulled it out, and she walked across the room and stood by Ali. And she started in Isaiah and then worked through Romans and ended up with John 3:16. And she began reading passages of redemption and hope. And she began to explain to Ali how a price beyond measure had been paid for him. And Ali he read each passage along with her. And when she was done, she said, "Mr. Ali, would you like to keep this Bible?" And he said, "Yes, please." And he literally snatched it from her hands, and he stuck it under his undergarments before the guards could take it away from him. And my wife swung around and confronted the director of the prison and said, "Can this man keep this book?" And the director of the prison stiffened and said, "Yes, ma'am, he may."
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.